Economists say unemployment numbers out today will show the job market has deteriorated further. It's one of the biggest issues we face as we move through the pandemic and out to the other side. In regional SA, there are 43 job seekers for every job available. Joining me to discuss this, the federal government's local jobs plan and an upcoming virtual jobs fair, is Member for Barker, Tony Passon. Hi there, Tony. How you doing?
Morning, Jenny.
Now, it's a big problem, isn't it? Gosh, it's kind of unprecedented. So many people out of work at the moment.
Well, the challenge I've got at the moment, Jenny, is whilst there are so many people out of work, I've got to tell you, I've got lots of employers who are contacting me saying that they're finding it very difficult to fill roles in my electorate.
Albeit, oh, right.
Of course, that's regional South Australia. But I've got to tell you, I think there's a real disconnect at the moment between those that are seeking employment and those that have it to offer.
In what way?
Well, I think that disconnect is being made more difficult because of more generous than usual supports that we're providing for job seekers. You're aware that the job seeker payment has doubled from around $550 a fortnight to $1,100 a fortnight. There are also lots of people who are currently employed a few hours a week but paid under the JobKeeper program $1,500 a fortnight. And so the feedback I'm getting from employers is it's quite difficult to shift people from effectively some hours a week where they're getting paid something close to full-time employment into other employment. And no doubt the economy has shifted in the sense that there are parts of the economy that are really struggling, retail, tourism-based businesses. But I've got to tell you, food processing, food manufacturing, agriculture, what we do so well in the electorate of Barker and in the Murraylands in particular, is going gangbusters. And I've had, honestly, employers contacting me saying that they just cannot find people to fill important roles. Mm. And it's going to have an impact. As I was speaking to a farmer this morning complaining about the fact that land prices have come back a bit. And when he's making inquiries of abattoirs about this that are purchasing his stock, the issue is they don't have the processing capacity. They've had to wind their processes back because they're just not at full capacity. They're not at full load in terms of their staffing, and that's causing real problems. And I think in a period where we've got high rates of unemployment and obviously the economic impacts of the pandemic, we've just got to encourage people, hopefully, if they need to move to places like Murray Bridge and beyond for this full-time work.
Do you think it has a bit of a PR problem, fruit picking and horticulture?
Absolutely, no question. People think it's difficult and hard work. That quite frankly, Jenny, is because it is. I don't think we can gild the lily here. My 78-year-old father wouldn't be lining up for a job in the citrus industry. But there, I'm sure, lots of strong, fit, able Australians able to do that work. But setting that quite aside, if I can, the work I'm talking about now in food processing is not seasonal, it's not outside, it's not up ladders. It's actually, if you like, factory-based work. In many cases, it's low or indeed unskilled work. Albeit, it's not, if you're talking about abattoir work, it's not for everyone, but it's reasonably well paid as well, I've got to tell you. So I'd really love to see people who perhaps have been made unemployed or are likely to be unemployed at the end of programs like JobKeeper rethinking their position and maybe considering a move to a place like Murray Bridge and taking up a job at somewhere like, Big River Pork, just to mention one.
Tony Passon's with me, the member for Barker. It is phasing out soon. JobSeeker is going to reduce at the end of the month, and then when is it going? Is it going back to the original rate sometime next year?
So JobKeeper reduces at the end of this month, but is extended through to March 2021. In terms of JobSeeker, well, that is continuing through to the end of the year,
right.
And there needs to be some consideration about how we readjust those support payments, which were necessary at the height of the pandemic crisis, how we adjust them so that the economy can return to as normal as possible. I mean, I don't think any of your listeners are thinking or in fact believe that it's government's role to subsidise wages for private business, nor is it perhaps appropriate for, if you like, Social Security payments to be twice what they once were.
Yeah, it's a bit of a balancing act, isn't it, Tony Passon, because you want to incentivise people to get out there and get work, but it also there have been concerns over the years that the former rate was below the poverty line.
Yeah, the rate needs to be livable. Yeah. I accept that. But again, as you say, it needs to be a balancing act because you don't want to disincentivise people from work or, more correctly, incentivise them not to take up paid employment. Now, that is a really important balancing act, and it goes back to what that payment is. That payment is a safety net provided by all taxpaying Australians to those who find themselves out of employment. It's a safety net, not a hammock, and so it shouldn't be a comfortable existence. It should be livable, and we need to set that appropriately. But right now, I've got to tell you, Jenny, I'm focused on getting the employers who are ringing me, screaming at me because they can't operate their plant and equipment appropriately or they can't get the fruit off the trees. I want to get that work done because effectively, just like, during wartime, there was a national need for people to do their bit for the country. Right now, we're in the same situation. We're not at war with another country. We're at war with this disease, with this pandemic. And the damage it's doing us is economic. And what we've got to do is do everything we can to ameliorate or limit the impact of that economic impact. And one of the things your listeners can do if they want a job is join our jobs fair, virtual jobs fair, which we're conducting in association with Adelaide and the Murraylands next Tuesday.
Oh, great. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, it's a virtual jobs fair. It's being run as an opportunity to link employers and potential employees dealing with this disjointed situation or this disconnect that I was talking about. It's online. All you need is access to a computer or a tablet. It's from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Next Tuesday. Employers or indeed those looking for employment should register their interest in employment.gov.au/AdelaideVJF. That's Adelaide VJF, so that's virtual jobs fair. And it'll be an opportunity to hear from employers who are actually hiring people, including Murraylands employers like Thomas Foods, Ingham's and Bowhill Engineering, and it's an opportunity for job seekers to provide feedback to those businesses as well, because this shouldn't be a one-way conversation. It's a mutual discussion about what people are looking for, what might incentivize people to take up this employment, but principally what employment opportunities are out there. I can tell you there are literally hundreds of jobs in my electorate from employers who have rung me in the last fortnight to say, Tony, can't fill 20 jobs. Tony, 15 jobs, 3 or 4 here. In fact, and it's not just food processing, Jenny. I had, I don't mind mentioning their name, they're a not-for-profit aged care facility at Madame Aminia. They're looking for 8 staff today. Mm-hmm. Now, they've been to job service providers, they've been to schools, they've been everywhere seeking to recruit these people. They can't find them. And I've got to tell you, the management of that business were quite emotional with me, because obviously with a staff of 60 to 80, when you're looking for 8 staff, everyone else is having to go above and beyond to get the work done, and it's quite taxing. So there is work out there. We just need to link employees with employers so that that work can get done. I'm not saying every electorate in Australia is like mine that has jobs. It's not true, but we're very blessed. We just need to make sure this work can get done.
And there's a local jobs program, a $63 million program as well from the Morrison government, right?
Yeah, we've engaged an employment facilitator. She's based in the Murraylands. Her role will be to facilitate these connections. She's going to begin under the program by establishing a task force. That task force will be manned, if you like, by captains of industry. I expect people from the food processing industry, agriculture, other significant employers in the region. They will develop a jobs plan for the Murray Lands, and then we will fund the projects that sit under that. We ran a pilot of this program in the Murray Lands, and it was incredibly successful. It's amazing what small supports people who have fallen out of the employment market need to get back on the horse. It might be the assistance with getting a driver's license. It might just be some confidence. Or equally, it might be assisting people with preparing for interviews, or even considering what kind of careers they might be suited to. Often, people who are no longer in paid employment or in the workforce just don't understand what options are out there until they're explained to them. And that trial ran particularly well in the Murray Lands. It's now been rolled out over 25 sites in Australia and continued for a further 2 years, and I'm pleased that that work will continue to be done in the Murray Lands.
Great. So if we want to find out more, it's dese.gov.au/local-jobs-program.
Absolutely. Yep. Or if people just want to pick up the phone and ring my office, we'll put them in touch with the employment facilitator, as well as giving them a link to the virtual jobs forum that's being conducted next Tuesday.
All the best, and thanks for joining me today, Tony.
Thanks, Jenny.